Hey, Coach. I was just wondering if there you see much difference in the Patriots' offense with Matt Castle running it as opposed to Tom Brady.
Well, it's just been 2.5 short weeks that he's played, and then that doesn't even include the bye week. But I think structurally they do the same things. You know, he's obviously been in the system; he knows it. They may have done a few less things than what their entire offense entails as far as the couple games he played in, but I mean, he looks like a very competent player, and as a lot of backup players do, they resemble, I don't want to say necessarily the same, but they do resemble the guys that they play behind from a technical standpoint, things like that. But it's difficult sometimes to play a quarterback when you don't know all that much about him because he hasn't started that much. But as you will all reflect, I'm sure that Tom Brady, when he got the job, there wasn't a whole lot known about him either.
Coach Nolan, could you comment on what Mike Motz has brought to the team this year?
Sure. He's brought credibility as well as stability to the offense. I mean, Mike's an outstanding football coach. He's got a great mind, and he has a good command presence in front of the offense, which is very important when you're trying to get guys to play well. Credibility is very important, and Mike has that naturally with his accomplishments at St. Louis, and both as a head coach and an offensive coordinator. Outside of that, the addition of some players we added and the maturity of the ones we already had, along with Mike Martz, has been a real plus for our not only our offense but our football team.
So that credibility is a positive factor with your players. They know what he's done in the past and they know that they can follow his lead. Is that what you mean?
Sure. Players want to be good. They want to get the ball. They want to shine. They want everyone to talk about them. That's natural. And in a positive way, I mean. And Mike, I know players, if they feel that the coach can give them something to make them get noticed, I guess you could say, typically they're going to listen to exactly what that guy has to say. In Mike's case, like I said, he's had several players play for him that obviously had three NFL Offensive Players of the Year in Marshall Faulk and twice Kurt Warner. Or maybe it was twice Marshall and once Kurt, I'm not sure. But anyhow, that credibility goes a long way with players, and so it's a big help.
Is he instrumental in getting Isaac Bruce on the roster?
I think so. At the time, I don't know what was on Isaac's mind as far as playing or not, but as soon as he was let go, we showed an immediate interest in him, and Mike was on the staff. So I'd have to say it couldn't hurt us. I would think it helped us a lot because Isaac would have been, he knew he was going to be familiar with the offense, and he knew the success and certainly remembered the success that he had when he was with Mike. Outside of that, there's not much that I know about the relationship.
You're among the leaders this year in big plays, 20-plus yards. Is that a reflection of your philosophy to try to go for the home run ball there at times, or has that just been more opportunistic that's been open?
I think it's more just been a case of opportunistic, more than anything else. Our offensive players, and in particular quarterback and a couple wide receivers, obviously have not played together in the past. So when you put the whole picture together on offense, we're working for continuity, and we've had it throughout this far of the season. Knock on wood, hopefully that continues. But as we play more games, hopefully we just get better and better. But the explosive plays, the plays over 20 yards that you speak of, I think is just a result of guys doing their job.
After watching the Miami game film, might you put a few more gadget plays in your offense this week?
Well, I'm not going to reveal any game plan, obviously, but I just know I probably look at it more in the case that I know New England will be well prepared, as they are in most games. I'm sure that Coach Belichick was disappointed in the performance, and he certainly has the attention of his players. So it'll be a different game at our place. As we all know, every game is, and so we'll see how the game goes.
Yeah. What do you have to do to cut down on the giveaways?
Just be more disciplined securing the ball. Whether that be throwing it or protecting it when you're carrying it.
Coach, you've been successful at times this year in some third and long situations, which is usually tough to convert. Is there a confidence level there that no matter what situation, you guys are able to pick up the yardage you need?
Well, I haven't thought of it in that context. I mean, obviously, it's only been four games into the season, and obviously New England's only played 3 weeks, so It's too early to tell exactly what it is. I think, as I mentioned earlier, I think everybody's trying to come together chemistry-wise and accountability-wise on every squad. And so whatever you're doing at this point, I think it's too early to say exactly who anyone is. Obviously on third down, you want to convert whatever the distance be. It's typically harder on third and long, but we certainly don't strive for third and long, I'll say that.
Mike, I know obviously in Baltimore you had a whole bunch of stars on defense, and you've had some in Washington, New York in the past. What's your philosophy on dealing with high-profile guys? And are you kind of in the camp that everybody should be treated the same, or do you think, I don't know, I mean, different guys should be treated in different manners depending on their standing on the team?
I believe that everybody should be treated fairly, but that doesn't mean treating everybody the same.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, certain players get more attention than other players. That's just the way it is. Certain players are more important. Now, if somebody breaks a rule, we're talking about something different. But as far as the coaching players, everybody's a little different. Some guys respond to hard coaching. Some respond to just need to be told one time, and they get it. So every young man is different. And some of them obviously have played 10 years. Some have played two. So there's a lot of learning about one another that you get. But players respond when they know what you're giving them is going to make them better. And players want to be good. And if they have trust and confidence that what you're telling them is making them better, they typically will listen to just about anything you have to say. But if you don't have that confidence in what you're giving them, or they don't have confidence in it, you can have the greatest knowledge in the world. If they don't believe in it, it's not going to work. I've taught some things in the past that I would never teach again, but our guys tried to do it, and we won a lot of games doing it. But I now know it's not really the best thing. So players will make something out of, you know, if they believe in it, they'll make it work.
Like, I know, but with the Ravens, you obviously had a lot of big-name guys, McAllister, Reed, Ray Lewis. Was that at all a challenge, having to fit a lot of stars into one group, or was that not what a lot of people might think it would be?
You know, the only thing I remember about that is we had a number of playmakers. Adelius Thomas was also with us at that time, and when we first started, Adelius was we're trying to find out where he would fit. But anyhow, the important thing at that time for us was to come up with a scheme that we felt would give opportunities to a lot of different guys, because we had playmakers, about a half a dozen guys. We had Suggs as well, and we just had a lot of guys that were playmakers. And because of that, we tried to devise a scheme that would give everybody a turn, whether they were blitzing from the corner or safety spot or linebacker or whatever. In the 3-4, obviously gave us the best chance to do that. So if anything came out of the personalities of our players, we had a lot of guys that we knew wanted to be involved in the scheme and not just one-dimensional players. So if there's anything you do with good players that can make a lot of plays, is you try to play to their strength and give them the opportunities to do what they're good at, and not just say, look, I want a lot of games playing, cover three back in the 60s and 70s, so we're going to do cover three. I think that's a poor choice as a coach. You got to give them something that allows them to make plays. And when you do that, I think you inspire people to play better.
So there's no such thing as having too many big-timers then?
I don't think so. If that's a problem, that's a better problem to have than the opposite.
Coach, you mentioned Adelius there a little bit. What are your memories of him when he was in Baltimore, and what have you been impressed with since seeing him on film here in New England?
I remember he was not a very good defensive end. He'll take offense to that maybe, but I, as we did 2 years ago, we tried very hard to get Adelius to come to San Francisco. So that in itself says what we think about him and what I think about him. I think he's a great person. He's a very intelligent guy. I used to kid with him and tell him if he was a little dumber, he'd be a little better football player. But I've got very fond memories of him. He became an outstanding player for us. He's got a tremendous amount of ability. He likes to play the game. He's played around good players. He knows the importance of the game. He's not intimidated by the game. Good player, as well as a good person.
Has Patrick Willis's development surprised you at all?
Well, surprise is a difficult word to answer, question to answer, but I'll say this. The expectation of Patrick when we blocked him that he would be, or drafted him rather, would be that he'd be a good player. How good, you really never know when you draft somebody. We did coach him in the Senior Bowl, so we were confident he was the kind of guy we wanted to bring onto our roster. But he has exceeded some expectations in his ability to play. I mean, he's an outstanding player. it's hard to say much else, but he's only in his second year, but he's extremely professional. It's very important to him. The players recognize him as a very good player. They respect him. Patrick doesn't, he has not lost humility because of his ability to be a good player. He's the same person he's always been. He gets hard coached just like all of them, and he's very receptive, very coachable player. I don't know a coach in the league that wouldn't want him on their roster, to be honest with you, or a teammate for that matter.
Mike Hart?
It would seem that linebacker is a tough position for a rookie to come in and play well, and he did it last year. How does it, in your mind, compare with, you know, rookies at other spots, how much they have to learn being a linebacker?
Well, you know, all of them are tough to play as a rookie. They really are. You know, the hardest ones are things like quarterback and stuff, but everything's fairly difficult to play. But I've been fortunate to coach Rookie of the Year three times, maybe four. I can't remember if Champ Bailey got it or not. But all of them, let me see, three of them, Mike Kroll, Terrell Suggs, and obviously Patrick Willis, those three that I can recall were all linebackers. It's really just I think linebacker is a position that if you are a good football player, you can play early. If you're just a good athlete, it's a real tough position to play because it's much like a running back. You've got to have the distinctiveness. You've got to know where the hole is. As a matter of fact, I'd say the best linebackers I know at one point or another did play running back because you got to run to daylight. If you're running up the rear end of everybody, you're not going to get anywhere.
Mike, was it difficult at all not to start Alex Smith this year just because of the investment that you guys have made in him?
No.
No.
It's important that we play the best players we've got. Obviously, Alex is somebody that we drafted high, and we had high expectations for him, but injuries have somewhat hindered that, and so that's just the way it is. But at no time do you make a decision based on financial commitment, I don't think, if you want to win games.
All right, Kevin.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, guys.